Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time to check in with the President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness. Steve, good morning. Let's talk first about what's happening this month. It's moving season, and the scammers are out there, aren't they?
They are, Bob. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on. It's a perennial problem. It happens every year, but since May is the month of moving, starting the month of moving, the busiest moving month of the year, throughout the year, we just want consumers to be forewarned. There's great movers out there, but unfortunately, there's some bad actors who ruin it for everyone else. I think consumers just don't do the due diligence on checking on the mover ahead of time, Bob. And one of the key things to make sure is they are licensed to do business and operate. And I think a lot of consumers don't do that checking on it. And just because they have a truck and people and guys willing to move doesn't make them a mover, Bob.
And we've talked about this before. I know you suggest to get everything in writing and keep an inventory of your belongings, right?
It is. Get everything in writing. Whatever they say on the phone is, you know, hearsay evidence and can't be proven in the court. So whatever they say on the phone, make sure that you put it in writing in the contract and make sure you do an inventory of all your belongings. That's so important if something's damaged in or missing. Mm-hmm. And take your heirlooms with you, like pictures or some things you can never replace, items, because they can be broken or lost. They never get them again, and it's too valuable to, you know, leave them in their hands. So just do the research on the mover itself and make sure they are licensed.
And you have to do more than just review the company's website, don't you?
You do. You have to do some background checking on them and make sure they have insurance and see if there's anything else online about them. If there's no information about them, that could be a warning sign in itself because they cannot have may have started business recently. And they may not even be licensed. They may just be, you know, people who rented a truck and show up and say they can move you. So a lot of times May is the busiest month, and a lot of the good movers are busy and already have jobs, so this for the scammers and the bad businesses always seem to proliferate during this time of the year, Bob.
And as far as the tenant background check process, that can be very confusing to people, right?
Yeah, a lot of consumers don't know what it is. They pay for it to get their background check when they rent an apartment. And now there's new rules and regulations from the Federal Trade Commission, which you have a right to see this report if you are denied housing because of this report. A lot of people don't know what's in it. The FTC has a lot of information on what's inside these reports if you go to their website, ftc.gov. But again, if you are denied in any way, you do now have the right to get a copy of this report and dispute it with the tenant background company.
Good to know. Let's talk about this phone scam. And the Illinois State Police has issued a warning. And this scam comes around now and then all the time, doesn't it?
It does, Bob, and it's usually different variations. This time, the Illinois State Police warning of the public, somebody pretending to be an investigator from their office, you know, basically, you know, claiming their identity has been stolen, and the Illinois State Police says they need some help on this and need some information, and that they're an investigator, and they give you a badge number and everything like that. So the Illinois State Police won't call you out of blue and ask you for personal contact information or information about yourself, and then trying to take your identity in some way. So just because it says Illinois State Police on your phone doesn't necessarily mean them. You can call them directly yourself, as we always say, because you never know who's on that phone number.
Right. And we should say something about World Password Day today. And we've talked about this before. You got to get a strong password and change them up now and then, don't you?
You do, Bob. It's National Password Day, and we suggest consumers at least change your password at least every 3 months. and don't use the same password on all your accounts, because what happens if somebody gets your password, then they start surfing the internet and putting your password and username on all these accounts and see what else they can get at. So it's important to have that strong password, at least 12 to 14 characters, uppercase, lowercase, numbers, and symbols. I know sometimes it's very difficult sometimes to remember, but it's most important if you do get hacked, because the chance of getting hacked with an easier password is very easy now today. A lot of people don't use your pet's name, your mother's maiden name, the town you grew up in, or your birthday, things of that nature, because so many people do, and the scammers know that. So they use that to their advantage in trying to steal your information, Bob.
Steve Burness, always appreciate you alerting us to the scams and spams of the week. Have a good one.
Have a great day, Bob. Thanks.